how great I am. Not very many people know that. Well, they haven't told that many to me here. But everybody I tell how great I am, they know how great I am, and they're very happy with how great I am. But how great am I? How really great am I? Am I one-pointed in everything that I do? Do I speak my word at all times in a positive way for that which I wish to experience? Do I speak my word at all times in a positive way for everyone else in my world that I create? Am I always on top of everything? Am I always loving and gentle and kind? Am I always home on the range? Am I always a beautiful, sensitive, caring person? Well, that's how great I am. If all of those things are in the positive, we're doing well. If any of those things are in the negative, we're not doing so well. Now, I've made a statement many times recently, and the statement was, if we could be unconditionally loving, we could have the most fantastic lives that we had ever envisioned for ourselves. Fantastic. Now, can you be unconditionally loving? And of course, you don't shake your head yes, but can you be unconditionally loving? The answer is you can. But are you? Are you, under all circumstances, unconditionally loving? Or do you have to judge? Now, there are many times when Ellen makes statements and says, this has to be this way and that has to be that way. Do you judge? Or do you just say, okay, whatever you say, you're the boss, we go for it. If there's ever any judgment, then you're not unconditionally loving and you're not master of yourself. Because you are not here to have pride. You are not here to have feeling of self-confidence in yourself. You're not here to have a feeling that you are superior to anybody else and that you have a job to do and you must do the job. You're not here for that. You're here for one thing. That is to be yourself and have fun. But you're here to learn humility. You're here to learn self-discipline. You're here to learn to be a perfect example of everything you believe. Now, how do you learn self-discipline? Well, you learn self-discipline by just doing whatever the program calls for. Now, the program here has a name. And can any one of you tell me in a quick report what the name of the program is? And it's not what you probably think it is. It begins with an E. Yes, go ahead.
Blank.
Ellen. Oh. No, the program is Ellen. Whatever Ellen asks us to do, we do. She is the chairman of the board. She is the cheese. And she is the holes in the cheese. And she is the whole nine yards. So whatever Ellen asks us to do, we do it. And we do it without any feeling of sorriness for ourselves, without any feeling that we want to do it in our own way, without any feeling of anything. And this is very important. It's very important. Now, Sylvia is the abbot, and Sylvia's responsibility is to do many things. But when Sylvia makes a statement like she doesn't know what's going on, then she has to mend her ways, or perhaps there's too much responsibility being given to her. Now, I have this machine here, and I would like to run on this machine three times a day these tapes from here to the machine, and then from the machine onto the internet, and onto, from the internet onto our thing at Daniel's office. At our server that is there. Now, I haven't taken the time to do that because it does take time. And it does take a lot of dedication and remembering doing it while you're doing it, which is no big deal. So, let's figure out who would like to do that, if anyone would like to do that every day, three times a day, at every meal. And then, after the meal, send it on in. And then, after it goes in, then make sure that it gets onto the program for the instant inspiration. And see, it's be careful, because if you say, I'd love to do it, do you love to do it because you want to get your fingers in more things? Or do you love to do it because you'd like to be helpful to me? Do you love to do it because it would be fun to do and kind of exciting and creative to do? Or why? Why are you doing it? Because that may wear very thin very soon. Whenever you have a task that's repetitive, it can be very tiresome after a very short while. Some people do not like piecework. They do not like to work in a factory where they're doing one piece and one piece and one piece and one piece, because it gets boring. Of course, to a spiritual master, it's not boring, because as he does, I am God, 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 I am love, I am love, I am peace, I am God, I am love. I mean, for a master, it is just the rhythm of his mantra. And these things, too, can be the rhythm of your mantra, if you wish them to be. But be very careful, because sometimes you do it for the wrong motivation. And I'm not telling you you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying, be careful, because no one's going to feel sorry for you while other things are happening and you have to finish that off. You follow me? Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you that you're missing out on something else, or you're not getting in there for the movie, or you're not doing this. Yeah, that's part of the game that you do, because that's a 15-minute talk every night that has to be put from here to there, which is good because you're listening to it. Then it has to be put from there onto the FTP, and once it's there, then it has to be put onto the other. Now, the FTP is going to take 15 minutes, and then the other thing will take maybe 5 or 6 minutes, too. But 5 minutes in between, 5 minutes here, 15 there, and that adds up, and it's very time-consuming, but it's a lot of fun. It's very creative. You feel very satisfied when you do it. I know I do, but you have to be very cautious and very wise with what you do. Now, I would put a disc on today, and it didn't function. And so I took the next disc, and it was Anita. And so here's Anita. And then when I rode the horse, and the horse was one. And when she got going, you know, she had to get revved up a little bit. It took a couple of minutes. But when she got going, she's very good. It was a very nice talk. But the hems and the haws before she got going were, you know, distracting. So we want to be careful with our lectures. These are serious things. Unless you don't want them to be recorded, then don't record them. But if you would like to have them be recorded and put onto the internet, I'm happy to have them there. So if you look on Instant Inspiration, or go back into the archives, you'll find talks by Anita and by you and by other people. So those are things that we do too. But how great I really am is known by my great humility. Well, Herb, you haven't got that much humility. Oh, really? Have you ever talked with me? Have you ever counseled with me? Have I ever sat and talked with you? And did you feel like I wasn't humble when you left? Did you feel that I was superior to you? Have you ever felt that I was superior to you in my lectures or in my talks with you? Oh, I may dramatically throw something in the air, but it just gets attention. It doesn't mean a thing to me. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I'm not superior. I'm just playing the game. And you're playing the game too. Now, how great are you? How great am I? How great are we? What sort of a greatness do we have? Do we have this ability to be at peace, to be at honor with ourselves, to be in trust with ourselves, to love ourselves? What do you think? I don't know if you know these songs in German or not, but you know this song, How Great Thou Art, and on it goes. And it's about God outside. It's about God in heaven. It's about God doing everything for us. You know, nice song. And we change the words, How Great I Am. And it changes the whole thing now. Now, when you sing it, do you immediately take your tongue out of your cheek? How great I am. And or do you say, how great I am, I wish, I hope I might be, you know? If you've got your tongue in your cheek when you're singing it, you have no humility. You have no humility which says, all is God and you are God. Do you think that God would ever say of himself that he's not God? Do you think that you would ever say of yourself that you're not whoever you appear to be here? Are you Sylvia? Yes.
Yes.
Are you Anita? Yes. Are you Ingeborg and John and Ellen? Yes. Who are you? There's only God. And so then you say, I'm God. And then people say, well, boy, don't they have a high opinion of themselves. That's great. That's great. Because then they have a high opinion of God. And if they think that God is so great and so wonderful, and they think that that's the game you're playing, what a compliment. What a wonderful compliment. But if they say, oh, sure, you're the peekaboo God. The little black book, you keep track of people who are naughty or nice and things like that. That's Santa Claus, really. That's not God. But what kind of a God do you believe in? What kind of a God do you know about? What kind of a God do you have people think you are when you say, I am God? Interesting, huh? When you start realizing who you are, when you start saying how great I am and meaning how great you are, wow, it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. When are you ready to experience something like that? When are you ready to experience how great you are? I'm experiencing it right now. And I'm just as happy as can be. And I just have a great time. And I don't feel guilty about anything, and I don't feel pushed about anything. I just do everything smoothly, easily, comfortably as I go along. And sometimes I'm sitting at the computer and I'm waiting for something to happen and I fall asleep for a second. Then I look at the computer and I say, yep, okay, now you're ready. But big deal. Big deal. I have a wonderful life. I have a wonderful world. And we do wonderful things. And tomorrow morning, Ellen's going to tell you a little miracle that happened, which was quite beautiful. And I told her, why don't you tell it tonight? She said, well, that's my talk for tomorrow. She's not going to give up the juice of her talk. And of course, I can't blame her, because it is a pretty juicy piece, something that you'll all say hooray about. Not for us, but it's for the circumstance that took place. Really nice. Yes? What are you laughing about?
So juicy.
Well, heck yes, I got to get them to come, otherwise they'd stay in bed and they wouldn't come to your talk in the morning.
Right.
You don't want to have that happen, do you?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so this is what life's all about. And when we start saying how great I am, then we start having beautiful experiences. We start having wonderful experiences. We start being how great we are. And I would like to see that for all of you. I'd like to see that in everything you do, and in everything you think, and in everything you say. Because you're wonderful, and I love you. And so it is.